AT&T voicemail service.
Matthew Berman.
One saved voice message is in your mailbox. Main menu. To review your message, press 1. To send a message, press 2. For reminders, press 3. To access other mailboxes and services, press 7. For mailbox options, press 9. To exit, press star. Mailbox options. For your greeting, name, or passcode settings, press 1. For other mailbox settings, press 2. For group lists, press 4. For fax options, press 5. For help locating features, press 0. To return to the main menu, press star. By pressing 1, you can review or change your personal greeting, busy greeting, or name announcement, or change your passcode. By pressing 2, you can review or change the time announcement before messages, review or change your personal receptionist, or create or delete sub-mailboxes. By pressing 4, you can review or change your group lists, mailbox options. For your greeting, name, or passcode settings, press 1. For other mailbox settings, press 2. For group lists, press 4. For fax options, press 5. For help locating features, press 0. To return to the main menu, press star. For greeting, press 1. For your name announcement, press 2. To review or change your passcode settings, press 3. To return to the main menu, press star. Main menu. To review mailbox options. To set your time and date announcement or your autoplay status, press 1. For personal receptionist, press 2. To create or delete sub-mailboxes, press 4. To return to the main menu, press star. To create a new sub-mailbox, press 1. For the previous menu, press star. Please hold while sub-mailbox number 1 is created. Sub-mailbox 1 has been created. The owner of the sub-mailbox will need to call in and set up sub-mailbox 1 using passcode 1111. If you would like to create another sub-mailbox, press 1. If you are finished creating sub-mailboxes, press pound. You now need to change your main mailbox personal and busy greetings to tell callers about all the sub-mailboxes. In your greetings, tell callers to reach sub-mailbox 1 by pressing 1 and to reach the main mailbox by pressing 9. Please enter the phone number for the greeting you want to review or change, followed by the pound key. For a list of all your phone numbers, press 0. Greeting for 5619017. If you are ready to re-record the main mailbox personal greeting, press 1. If you would like to hear a sample greeting, press 0. To exit without changing your greeting, press star. Here is a sample greeting.
Hello, you have reached the Joneses. To leave a message for Michael, press 1. To leave a message for Mary, press 2. To leave a message for me, Roger Jones, press 9, or wait until the beep.
If you are ready to re-record the main mailbox personal greeting, press 1. Main menu. To review your message, press 1. To send a message, press 2. For reminders, press 3. To create a reminder, press 1. To exit reminders, press star. The reminder service allows you to create and record a reminder in your own voice. The service will call you and play back your reminder at the date and time you specify. You can set reminders to be delivered daily or only once. You can also review and delete existing reminders. To create a reminder, press 1. To exit reminders, press star. To have it delivered only once, press 2. To exit reminders, press star. For delivery within the next 24 hours, press pound. For delivery beyond the next 24 hours, please enter a number from 1 to 12 for the month of delivery. Please enter the day of delivery. You have entered Monday. To keep this date, press 1. To change it, press 2. Please enter the time of delivery. For AM, press 1. For PM, you have entered 2 o'clock AM. To keep this time, press 1. Please begin recording your reminder after the beep. When you finish recording, press pound. Recording canceled. Please begin recording your... Recording canceled. Recording canceled. Reminder canceled. Main menu. To review your message, press 1. To send a message, press 2. Send menu. To send your message to another mailbox or by telephone delivery, press 1. For help, press 0. To return to the main menu, press star. Please enter a telephone or group number. We'll receive this message. After the beep, please say the name of the person at 380-1921. When you finish recording, press pound.
AT&T voicemail access number. AT&T voicemail access number.
To keep this recording, press 1. Please enter another telephone or group number, or press pound if you are finished. To send a fax message, press 1. Otherwise, please record after the beep. When you finish recording, press pound. To cancel this message, press star. To begin the transmission of the fax message from your fax machine, please press the start button on your fax machine now. Message canceled. Main menu. To review your message, press 1. To listen to your voice messages, press 1. To return to the main menu, press star. First, saved message. Thursday, 4:20 p.m. To reply to this message, press 4. To repeat it, press 1. To save it, press 2. To erase it, press 3. To send a copy, press 5. For more information, press 0. From now checking the number. 7-0-4-2-5-7-3-5-4-2. To reply to this message, press 4. To hear about message playback controls, press 1. To hear how to move between messages, press 2. To hear how to recover messages erased by mistake, press 3. To hear about other options, press 4. To return to your messages, press star. While you are listening to a message, you can use the 7, 8, and 9 keys to rewind, pause, and fast forward. You can rewind the message 5 seconds by pressing 7. To pause message playback for 20 seconds, press 8. Fast forward 5 seconds by pressing 9. Pausing for 20 seconds. Press any key to resume. To hear about message playback controls, press 1. To hear how to move between messages, press 2. If you have more than one message, you can move back to hear a previous message by pressing 6 and then 4. Each time you press 6 and then 4, you will move back to the previous message. To stop listening to your messages and return to the main menu, press star. To hear about messages are not actually erased until you hang up or disconnect from the system. To recover a message you erased by mistake, press star to return to the main menu. Then, press 1 to listen to your messages again. Your erased message will be played along with all your other messages. To hear about, there are other options that you have while listening to your messages. You can reply to a person who sent you the message by pressing 4. By selecting reply, you can record your own message and have it sent back to that person. You can copy a message to another person by pressing 5. This also allows you to record and send your own introductory message with the copy. You can change the autoplay setting by pressing 1 twice while listening to a message. You can hear the name of the person who left a message by pressing 6 twice. You can find out the time a message was delivered by pressing 6 and then 5. Thursday, 4:20 p.m. Message saved for 3 days. There are no more voice messages in your mailbox. To listen to your voice messages again. First, saved message. Message erased. There There are no more voice messages in your mailbox. First, message saved for 3 days. There are no more voice messages in your mailbox. To listen to your voice messages again, 0 is not a valid entry. Main menu. To change your personal greeting, busy greeting, name announcement, passcode, sub-mailboxes, or group list, press 9. When you are finished, either hang up or press star until the voice says, "Thank you for calling." The advantage of using the star key to exit the service is that you will be told if you have received any new messages since you called into your mailbox. If you have received any new messages, you can press 1 to listen to them. Main menu. To review your message again, press 1. Please enter the passcode for the sub-mailbox you wish to access. Or press star to access another mailbox. Since this is the first time you've used the messaging service, please take a minute to set up your mailbox. To begin setting up your mailbox, please press the pound key. The first step in setting up your mailbox is to create a personalized passcode. Your new passcode replaces the temporary passcode. This is a private code which only you know, so it is important to pick a number that you will not forget. Using the keypad, please enter a 4 to 10 digit passcode. You have entered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. To keep this passcode, press 1. To change it, press 2. The next step in setting up your mailbox is to record your personal greeting, which will be played for your callers. Please record your personal greeting after the beep. When you finish recording, press pound.
This is a test message. You have reached a test mailbox. Please leave a message after the beep. Thank you.
Your callers will hear.
This is a test message. You have reached a test mailbox. Please leave a message after the beep. Thank you.
To keep this record, you can record an additional greeting for when your line is busy. In this busy greeting, you can tell callers that you are currently on the phone. To create a personal busy greeting, press 1. To skip this step, press pound. For more information on the busy greeting, press 0. The busy greeting is a recording that plays to your callers when your line is busy. You might record a busy greeting similar to this.
Hello, this is John Clark. I'm currently on the phone. Please leave a message after the beep, and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
The busy greeting is optional. You can record a busy greeting at any time through mailbox options. To create a personal busy greeting, press 1. To skip this step, press pound. For more information on the busy greeting, press 0. Please record your busy greeting after the beep. When you finish recording, press pound.
The line is busy. Please leave a message.
Your callers will hear.
The line is busy. Please leave a message.
To keep this recording, press 1. The next step is to record the name of the person who will be using this mailbox. This name announcement will help identify your mailbox. Please say your full name after the beep. When you finish recording, press pound.
Matthew.
To keep this recording, press 1. Your mailbox is now set up and ready to receive messages. While you are using the service, always press the pound key to end a recording. Help is always available by pressing 0. There are no messages in your mailbox. Main menu. To send a message, please enter the passcode for the sub-mailbox you wish to access. Or press star to access another mailbox. To access another mailbox, enter a mailbox number. To exit, press star. Is not a valid mailbox number. To access another mailbox, enter a mailbox number. Thank you for calling.